All right, lesson four, dressing like a G. I actually wanted to put lesson three and lesson four together. So if you're a bit disappointed with the previous lesson, me just saying learn how to fight, because like I said, this is a no bullshit course. That's the truth. You want the body language of a G, go learn how to fight. You're gonna have the body language of a fucking G. Simple. But I actually want to put these two together because dressing like a G and body language, it all kind of ties in. Like, it doesn't matter what you wear if you haven't got the correct swag. And if you do have the right body language, it doesn't really matter what you wear either. It's amazing. We're not females, we're men. So what I'm wearing now, this is a fucking $6 shirt. But I have it open because I've got a fucking, my chest is built because I'm a G. And I wear it how I want. And I walk into a room with my chest out just like what? And I sit down and everyone just looks at me like, who the fuck's that guy? It's not an expensive shirt. Now, if I had a Gucci tag, I was walking around all meek and shit, would it make a difference? Really? No. You don't need to spend money on designer clothes. The number one piece of fashion advice I can give you is to go to the fucking gym. Get built. You're built. You don't need fashion. That fashion is just a way to shortcut that shit. So dressing like a G and body language a G are actually extremely linked. Yeah, you do need some expensive clothes. Yeah, you need some loud pieces, etc. But even then, I mean, this shirt can be considered loud. A loud piece is once again down to how you carry it. If you wear a loud shirt and you look uncomfortable, it doesn't work. You got to pull it off. You're attracting attention, just like a peacock. Peacock gets those feathers out. It's like, yeah, look at me. It's exactly the same thing. So the mindset and the body language are actually a lot more important than the clothes you wear. I mean, am I going to tell you how to dress? Not particularly. I think you can go out there and find your own sense of style. The most important way of looking at it is how do you feel when you wear those clothes, you know? And that is down to the mindset and the body language more than anything else. You do not need to spend stupid money on clothes. I have stupid money clothes, but I also have stupid money. But I wouldn't need them to get laid. Really, and I'm telling you the truth, women don't actually give a fuck about many of the things that money provides. Even having a Lamborghini, women don't care. Women don't care about cars. You're going to impress 10-year-old boys who they're the only people who are wowed by it. Girls are impressed that you're a man enough with enough ambition to be able to afford a Lamborghini, but they don't care about the Lamborghini itself. There's not a single female alive who will sit there and go, I don't like this guy. I don't like the way he carries himself. I don't like how he thinks. I don't like how he talks, but he's wearing a Gucci t-shirt, so I'm going to fuck him anyway. That's never going to happen. It's all about everything else. The clothes you wear really are, unless they're totally awful, really ain't going to make too big a difference. So how to dress like a G is a very short lesson. You can find your own sense of style. It's all about how you feel when you wear the clothes. Yeah, obviously there's some basic things we can go over. In fact, I don't even have any fashion rules. The only fashion rule I have to give is never, ever, ever wear flip-flops. They're never cool. They're a non-combative footwear. You can't even run in them. I don't know. Maybe people say to me, oh, you're obsessed with da-da-da. I've had my fair share of street altercations. I live in mafia-ridden countries, etc. But footwear, why are you going to wear footwear you couldn't even run in? Like, imagine like a car is coming at you, you can't even fucking run. Like, why would you limit yourself to that point? On top of that, since when are men's feet hot or attractive on any level? Like, no chick wants to see your fucking dirty feet. Put your feet away, put some shoes on. Don't wear flip-flops. As long as you don't wear flip-flops, ever. There's no excuse to ever wear them. If you don't do that, you really can't fuck up too bad, you know? Wear what you gotta wear, but if you go to the gym and you get in good physical shape, you can put on pretty much anything. It's all about how you carry yourself, it's about your body language, about how you think. The clothes really, really don't make too big a difference. I didn't want this whole course to be about fucking girls, because fucking girls is actually a very minor, it takes very little effort if you achieve everything else. A lot of these game courses and courses trying to teach you how to get girls focus purely on how to get the girl. And that's the biggest mistake. If you read Roosh's book or all this bullshit, it's like, go and get the girl and go talk to her this way and this is game. And that's all bullshit. If you focus on everything else I'm telling you about, girls are absolutely an added bonus. If you have your money right, if you talk with conviction, if you're a man of stature, if you are going through life with ambition, if you are big and strong and well-trained and you walk through life with confidence, you're not going to need any game. Like, the girls are going to sense it, and you're going to have girls. I don't have to go out of my way to get laid, ever. Girls message me, and if they don't message me, if I message them or if I go say hello to them, they certainly reply. I've never struggled with females in my life, ever, because I've never focused on females. I focused on everything else that made me high value, and the women were an added bonus. They're the salt on the popcorn. They're not the popcorn itself. So I don't really want to talk about women too much, but even when we look at it from how to dress like a G perspective, what perfect fashion will achieve you is, It will achieve you 10 seconds. Imagine you go to the store and you buy the best Armani Gucci suit, 10 grand, 15 grand. I've got a load of them. I've got 15 grand suits. On my Instagram, you can check it out. I've got a picture of me in a 15 grand suit. A girl might look at you and she'll think, oh yeah, okay. She might think you're hot or whatever, whatever. You go over to her and you say hello. Because she liked what you were wearing, you've bought yourself 10 seconds of interest. If that, for 15 grand, you've bought yourself 10 seconds of interest. And in those 10 seconds, if you're boring, or you don't make her laugh, or she doesn't like what you say, she doesn't give a fuck about what you're wearing anymore. That's it, it's done. You bought yourself 10 seconds of interest for 15 grand. Is it worth it? Absolutely not. You can go over there in anything. And it's more about what you say and how you carry yourself than it is about what you're actually wearing. So to think that if I wear this and do this, I'm gonna get girls, is absolutely a fallacy. That's not true. I'm not gonna tell you it's true. Like I said, this course is no bullshit. It really doesn't matter too much what you wear if you're the man you're supposed to be. So say how to dress like a G. Well, I wouldn't even worry about that too much. What you need to worry about first is the mindset. Secondly is the body language. When you achieve those two things, the rest really isn't too complicated. How to dress, well, you can wear whatever the fuck you want. Because if your mindset's right and your body language is right, you can wear whatever the fuck you want. I can put on a bin bag and walk in the club. I'm still a fucking man. It doesn't matter what I wear. I can wear the fucking cheapest, shittest clothes and walk in the club. I'm still the fucking man. I'm still the man because I've decided I'm the fucking man. I've been to hell and back to get my world titles. I know I'm the fucking man. So it doesn't matter what I wear. And people will sense that about me. Even my brother sometimes, me and my brother disagree on very little, but even my brother says, you don't even brush your hair. You don't put any effort. He goes, you're about to go on a date. You're not even changing your t-shirt. You wore that at the gym. I was like, I don't give a fuck. I don't care because I'm the fucking man. I'm going to go meet this bitch. I'm going to turn up in my fucking Lambo. I'm going to tell her how great I am. And she ain't going to give a fuck what my t-shirt is. I don't need to brush my fucking hair. My hair is messy. I don't care. I don't brush it ever. Why would I brush my hair? I don't need to. I get out the shower when it's wet and I go like this. Boom. That's my hairstyle. And it's done. I don't have to put any effort into my physical appearance because everything about me is more than a physical appearance. I transcend physical appearances. And if you do the first two lessons correctly, you will once again transcend physical appearances. You don't need to go through fucking walking along aisles saying, oh, how, this Gucci t-shirt, will this get me laid? No Gucci t-shirts get me laid, bro. It's never gonna happen. It's about who you are as a person. The clothes just cover up your dick for a little while till she wants to get it out. You ain't gonna worry about it too much. So how to dress like a G is actually completely down to you. That's your personal style. You can make any decision you wanna make. But don't wear flip-flops, one. And two, if you do the first two lessons correctly, it doesn't matter what style you really choose, you're gonna do all right. In fact, I hate to contradict myself, but we're doing this entire course without any kind of edits, without any kind of cuts. There's no second takes. This is just pure truth. There is another rule besides no flip-flops. So that's one rule. This is the second rule. If you are gonna spend a lot of money, don't spend it in like Foot Locker or some shit. Foot Locker is the only place you can go and spend $2,000 and still look broke. Don't dress like a fucking street teenager. You know, just wear some normal ass. I mean, I'm telling you guys to you know, make your own decisions. I'm assuming you're not complete morons. Don't be morons. Put on some normal clothes, you know, and you'll be fine. Don't go Foot Locker and think, oh, I bought these trainers. And da-da. Girls don't give a shit about that dumb shit. You can go there and you can spend very little. And because of my stature, because of how I am, because of how I'm built, because of my body, because of how I train, I could spend $10 on clothes and look better than any of you motherfuckers in $1,000 of clothes. And that's the point I'm trying to make. So how to dress like a G is to do lesson one and lesson two, get your mindset and get your body language correct, and then you ain't got to worry for shit what fucking label is on your t-shirt. That's absolutely the truth.